the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As Georgia enters fall harvest season, Georgia Public Health Commissioner Dr. Kathleen Toomey and Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black are encouraging Georgia farmers and agribusinesses harvesting and processing fall crops to remain vigilant in following guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The commissioners issued a joint statement thanking Georgia's ag community for the safety precautions it adopted earlier this year to ensure worker safety and marketplace stability. The Organic Trade Association is advocating for more federal support of organic production as a means to mitigate climate change. According to thepacker.com, public and private efforts with that agenda need stronger federal support, and the OTA has published a white paper on the matter. The OTA says organic agriculture presents a growing opportunity to mitigate climate change while creating economic, environmental, and health benefits for everyone. Negative producer price differentials throughout the summer grabbed headlines, creating confusion, sometimes anger, and increased basis risk for dairy farmers already struggling to cope with unprecedented supply, demand, and pricing challenges. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates the federal order revenue sharing pool from June through July had a combined shortfall near $1.5 billion. MilkBusiness.com reports economists have tried to explain the reasons behind these negative numbers, but are still looking for answers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.